Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. We're in Psalm 119, verse 107. Let's read it. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. And so, once again, we see the psalmist crying out to the fact that he's been afflicted. And then what he was seeing, that the only way that he was finding life for himself was from God. I think that's so true for us. If we're discouraged, and I pray that that's not so this day, or if you're, you know, in a place of feeling like you're depressed or feeling despair, let me tell you something. God's word will bring you encouragement. God's word will bring your life. Jesus said, he says, if you're heavy burdened, if you're burdened down with the cares of this world, he said, come unto me. Come unto Jesus, and he will give us rest. He'll give us that encouragement. He will give you peace. If we just simply go to him, you know, afflictions were things that were driving him to God. He was looking around, and I believe that he saw nobody else could really help him, and nobody else had the answers that he was looking for. And I thank the Lord that the psalmist was wise enough to turn to God's word, and may we be wise in that way too, and to turn to God's word and allow it to minister to our hearts, to allow us to strengthen us and to pick us up. Well, his affliction appears came from the outside. As we've seen from quite a few statements earlier in this psalm, where it seems like there was many people not only that disliked him, but he also, they set ways to bring a snare against him, and to lie about him, and also they actually robbed him. And so he was just down and out. He was feeling discouraged because there was no friends around to build him up. And it appears that certainly there, you know, from what we could gather in the psalm here, that there were very powerful people that were trying to influence his life in a very negative way to bring in discouragement. But we find that he was brought up. He was encouraged when he went to God's word. The word of God will lift up our thoughts, will lift up our spirits as we think on things that are worthy of praise. Isn't that what Paul tells us to do? You know, when we hit affliction, discouragement, that we should, you know, remember that the Lord is at hand, and we should pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. He says, when we do those, when we talk to the Lord, he says, the peace of God shall rule our hearts. Notice, rule our hearts and our mind. And apparently, because of the afflictions, that he was feeling, you know, discouraged. His spirit was down. And he was saying, Lord, would you please bring me back to life? You know, so often, our objective perspective really gets inward when we're just thinking about our problems. Where God's word gives us a different perspective of things. Because now we can see things through the eternal lenses, per se. We're able to look at things the way God's word would see him. While God is the one who's able to handle our problems, and never lose sight of who God is, as he's the one that created hundreds of millions of galaxies. And there's no way, no person that could come against him. And the beauty is that God is for you. You know, he needed to be revived. He says, quicken me, or revive me. He allowed the circumstances to get him down. You know, folks, I know what that's like. The circumstances, it could be from anything, from big, small, you know, whatever it might be. But we can certainly allow things, when we look at the circumstances and allow them to control us, we can certainly get down. You know, I think it's so important that we allow the Bible to minister to our inner man, that we allow it to sink down into our spirit. Paul speaks to us how we should receive the Word of God. And the receiving is just not hearing it with our ears, but allow it to sink deep within your heart, where it grabs hold of you and it affects change. Even this day, as you listen to God's word and you meditate on God's word, allow it to sink deep within your heart. I really think it's so important for us to do it. You know, the thing is that as we fortify our hearts and our soul with God's word, it revives us. It deals with our anxiety. It deals with our guilt. It deals with our depression and all of our fears. You know, and certainly it could set us free in order for us to enjoy this day. You know, I think God's word this day is seeking to guide us, seeking to help us. You know, the psalmist says, I'm afflicted very much. I missed that earlier. He wasn't just afflicted. He's saying in this verse, he says, I'm afflicted very much. And he says, Lord, would you please quicken me? Bring me back to the life according unto thy word. Because God's word states that he would, if we would just simply call upon him. And that's all you have to do. If you're discouraged this day, say, Lord, help. If you're feeling good this day, still say, Lord, help. Lord, bless me. And as you do, as you seek the Lord, he truly will bless you. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.